right, another edition of Radio Waves. My name is Mike Stark.
And I am Richard Wagoner.
And we are here discussing the April 13th column. But they're posting your columns.
It's fast now.
Earlier and earlier yeah, online.
And that includes corrections. We had a few, not corrections this time, but a few tweaks to make it a little more understandable.
And we we used to pride ourselves in having your column out before it hit the newspapers or the internet. Now they're beating us at everything.
But you know, related to that, the webpage is finally updated.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It needs to be filled in a little bit more. I was using one computer and posting the files from all the columns that I hadn't posted, and I'm done with that portion of it, but I have to go to the other computer and finish that. But for the most part, it's up to date as of this year and most of last year. There's a few missing.
That's great. We'll have to start actually promoting it and
that's a thought.
Getting people over there.
Okay. And then we'll make it the AirCheck site, the WagCheck.
There you go. Lots of things planned ahead.
Yep.
All right, this week's column, you and I are Boss Radio fans. There's no question about it. But there are lapses in my knowledge of what went on there. Mm-hmm. And what you wrote about today is a prime example of this. I don't remember John Mack Flanagan.
He wasn't here that long. You wouldn't necessarily remember him from here at all, but he had such a smooth voice. He was huge in San Francisco.
Okay. Tell me about we lost the man. Tell me about him.
Well, one of the reasons I mentioned him is because I know we have a lot of people who were connected with the Bay Area in some way from the mid 70s on and moved down here. And he was just so big. He's one of those guys, you know how RKO radio stations tended to be bigger than life?
Right.
He was the reason for some of that. He was just a what's the right word, consummate professional?
Right.
Smooth voice, always wanting to do things. He's just the type of guy, you need someone to go out and broadcast from the live broadcast, I'll do it, type of thing. And he did a lot of stuff like that. Of course, all of the jocks did that anyway.
Sure.
But, he won Billboard DJ of the year, whatever it was, Air Personality of the Year, and awards like that. So he's just very good, and I wanted to mention it to him because he was just so big in the RKO realm, not necessarily from Los Angeles.
Yeah, he was in the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame, so that's a big deal, National Radio DJ Hall of Fame.
And he was on KFRC during the time where they were just considered the top station in America.
Right.
I mean, I also think KHJ did this in some ways, but their revolving program directors kind of held them back. But they were just cooking from the mid-70s through the mid-80s.
Right, right. So he passed away of congestive heart failure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, I forgot to put it in the column, but I put it in the correction. I want to say he was somewhere around 80.
Okay. Good life. A good life as a boss jock.
Yep.
Okay. Bean, of Kevin and Bean fame, has been missing in action.
Yep.
And nobody seems to know, and you don't seem to answer the question either.
No, and they're keeping it private.
So what do you think is going
on? He's claiming something about mental. I don't know if it's some sort of weird. I know that at certain ages, some people go through things where they have to get a chemical imbalance fixed.
Right.
I don't know if that's the case or if it just happens to be he's just fatigued and totally needing rest.
I do
rest.
That very same thing right after we record this show down at the bar.
Exactly. he said, it's funny. I haven't talked to him in a while. He used to text me every once in a while or send emails. And he always seemed like a pretty laid-back, genuinely nice guy, I think he is. And I have a feeling maybe just being together for so long, and both those guys are getting older.
Sure.
Maybe he just needs a rest. Maybe he's getting fatigued.
Now, he was the one that also had the liver transplant, right?
Right, right. He donated his, was it liver or kidney?
Kidney or liver, some bodily part to, who was it? The person.
Scott Mason.
Yeah, who later passed away.
Yeah.
But wow. Well, everybody hopes that he's back soon. He's an important part of that show, obviously. Another jock missing in action, and I've noticed this myself, and there doesn't seem to be any answer to this one.
Right, Jim Ladd. Jim Ladd is still alive. I almost put that as the as the lead.
Another chemical imbalance? Of course, that's what his career has been based on, a chemical imbalance.
Well, keep in mind, like I said, I just celebrated my 55th birthday, so I'm getting older too. And, these guys are a little bit older than us.
Right.
And working every day like that,
sure,
it takes its toll. So I think sometimes you just need a break.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Jim has been posting occasionally on Facebook, or somebody has for him, saying, "I'll be back, I'll be back." And I've been tuning in occasionally. It's been Dusty Street, I think, filling in for
him. Yeah, and I heard her filling in for him.
She's good, surprised. Too.
I like her. Yeah, she's great. So,
she's really good.
He's been gone since March 13th, which surprised
wow.
me.
Wow.
Oh, actually, he wrote in on March 13th.
I think so it's longer than that.
I was going to say, he wrote in on March 13th saying he's okay.
Right.
And he'll be back. But so he's been out for a while.
And then a guy that left, we talked a little bit about this last week, a guy that finished his career.
Yeah, Don Imus.
And if you've heard the Air Check, and they're on, it's on YouTube, so go listen to it. It's an odd ending, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Don Imus.
For an odd career.
Yeah, we're talking about Don Imus, of course.
Yeah.
He goes on and on about how great he is.
Yeah. He's always had a big ego.
And I'll give him that. He's one of the great DJs of our time, but he tended to go on a lot about how great he was.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden went into a little rant that was really kind of hard to understand who he was ranting at. It seemed like he was directing it to Stern and to Al Sharpton, but it was kind of cryptic.
We've never seen Stern and Al Sharpton together at the same time, so maybe it's the same person.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then he just throws his headphones off and walks out. And then you said, I didn't realize this, but in your column you said they were stuck with another 3 hours of show.
He did it in the first hour.
So it's even worse than it sounds on the radio.
So on the one hand, I've heard good things about Imus. I've heard funny things from him in the past. I don't know, the last 10 years, I don't know how good they've been.
Right.
The guy's about, 250 years old or something like that now. But, on the one hand, he was kind of screwed over on his contract. I mean, they gave him the contract a couple years ago, and then they renege on it, basically, and they kick him out. So he's kind of screwed on that. But I have to give him credit for planning this. I mean, that's kind of what everyone fantasizes about. If they're forcing you out, instead of you being the one who gets screwed over, you screw them over.
Right.
So I'll give them that.
Okay. Now, you're Mr. Tweak. You seem to know everything there is about transmitters and HD and this and that. And
apparently I was wrong on
but
this
you
one.
Were taken to school, weren't you, my friend?
Yep.
Tell me about this.
Well, and one of the problems is my HD radio.
Oh,
using the modern technology, it apparently does a really good job of keeping interference at bay. So I was expecting when I would listen to KFI and I would tune in at 6:30 and at 6:50 a.m., I'm listening for analog splatter.
Right.
My radio doesn't pick it up. It apparently has a tight enough notch that it didn't pick it up at all. So I was going on an assumption that KFI wasn't using wideband at all. And, perhaps it would have picked it up if they weren't limited to the 10K that they're doing for those technical in the know-how know that AM can actually broadcast as much as you want as long as you don't mind taking up the entire band when you're doing it.
Right.
Signal spacing, channel spacing between stations makes it difficult to go too far out because being analog, it actually extends into the next station's allocation, frequency allocation.
And then there's problems there.
Yeah. So if you wanted to broadcast a full 20 kilohertz, let's go in the past when AM was ruling the airwaves, 20 kilocycles. If you wanted to do that, that's fine as long as you don't mind going from 10 above to 10 below and really trouncing on your neighbors. Well,
So you printed this in the paper.
Yeah, so basically I was thinking, okay, I'm not hearing anything because it's not there. Well, okay, here's the real reason. KFI is limiting. I totally forgot about this, but KFI is following the NRSC limitations that they imposed, self-imposed on AM stations, basically, because they all agreed to it, of only running a 10K signal. So if you center the channel on 640, there. Frequency is only going from, 635 to 645, basically.
Okay.
And that means you're not going to hear stuff at 630 and 650.
Makes sense.
My assumption was wrong. I should have pulled out my Carver or, as I did later, my Super Radio from GE, the little portable. And, they do sound pretty nice. They don't sound as good as they used to.
Right.
Partly because of the frequency limitation and partly because of the Voltaire that I think they're using. No one will admit it, but I think they're using Voltaire.
Well,
on
and then
makes
the
it a little bit grainy.
And then what we talk about all the time, the nature of AM radio as well.
But I have to say, on my GE Super Radio, they sounded pretty nice.
And this came to you from the news director.
Yes, Chris Little, actually. Yeah. And at first I thought he was mad, and then I realized he was just abrupt. But I have to commend him for bringing it to my attention. No one else did. No one else at the station did. I don't know if he was the designated person or what, but I'm a big fan of Littles. I think he does a great job there with limited resources, limited people, and KFI is still one of the best news stations in town.
Without question.
What a great person to tell me, to correct me. If I'm going to have someone correct me.
You got the best.
Yes.
That's right. No.
So thank you, Chris, if you're listening, and I appreciate it.
And you're right about KFI. We have an all-news station in town, KNX, and they do a great job. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But if there is a breaking news story, I think the go-to station would be KFI.
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get people out. I don't know. Maybe it's because they're such a lean operation, but these guys go out and cover everything.
Right.
You know, it's amazing.
No, it's a great operation. And not to take anything, again, away from KNX, they're a great go-to when you need the news right now, and it's always on. But KFI is about the best in town. All right. Anything else in the news that isn't in your column?
Nothing I can think of offhand right now. Well, it's kind of a slow time. We're still kind of awaiting what happens with the bankruptcies, and that's going to be a mess for a while. So we don't know. So right now, it's basically business as usual. Oh, the one thing, I didn't follow up on this. I don't know if you remember when, who was here last weekend?
Dave?
Dave, yeah. He mentioned that station in San Diego with the sports guy who was... Do you remember that?
I do not remember.
It was the guy who posted a picture saying jump to the news, the Coronado Bridge, where they have all these suicides. And maybe you didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the story. This new guy, I can't even remember his name. He was supposed to be the new morning star in the station that Entercom is changing to they claim it's going to be kind of a not all sports, but it was going to be sports something.
Centered.
But it sounded to me like it was just going to be all sports. And what he did before he came to town is posted a picture on some place, probably Facebook or something.
Right.
And he had I think it was the Coronado Bridge, and with the line, jump to the new morning show, or to my new morning show, whatever it was. And people were pissed. And the Padres were actually talking about moving the contract, getting out of the contract, saying we don't want to be associated with the station. So he was at least a week late of getting to the new show. And at the time that I last heard, we didn't know if he was really coming still, or if basically the whole plan was off.
Wow.
Now, I haven't followed it in the last couple of days, and I haven't seen any headlines, so I have a feeling he's still missing in action.
No, we hadn't talked about that on the air. You may have talked about
that. I was
talking
with Dave before you got in the room.
Yeah, wow. Well, that's an interesting story in how politically correct we are these days.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I can. I don't understand the protest here myself.
Well, they were saying it was insensitive to the hundreds of people that have killed themselves by jumping off the bridge.
Okay.
I'm not from the area, so I'm not gonna
prevent myself from being insensitive and just leave it at that.
It might have been an excuse not to bring, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you don't know the background of things, but last I heard, he was still missing in action.
Well, let us know what happened.
He was such a big guy that I don't remember his name at all.
Right.
I don't care enough to really find out. So and they're going to call it The Machine. It's going to be an FM sports station.
Okay, well, it's an interesting story in terms of radio anyway, so that's great. All right, well, then let's wrap this thing up, and I'll get over to the
to get myself
chemically right for the next show.
All right.